Our Ask the Mayor Public Affairs program every Sunday at 7 a.m. and then online at WHLC.com with our Honorable Mayor, Patrick Taylor. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Steve.
We've had a very calm hurricane season, but maybe there's something is lingering off the coast that we may get some high winds. What are we doing?
Well, Steve, I'll tell you what, I watch the WLOS news, Jason Boyer, every night, and he has that graphic of the Atlantic Ocean and these little disturbances out near the coast of Africa, and they start talking about where they're headed. And all this September, they look like they're coming to the United States coastline, and then they just curve up and go away. Our first responder people, our fire chief, the police, Macon County Emergency Services, everybody is tracking a potential hurricane hitting the coastline of the United States. So now there's a possibility of one that could hit Myrtle Beach or around the Charleston area. This is very premature. We can't really make a final decision about that and get the word out to people because we're just not absolutely sure what's going to happen. Let me encourage people, make sure you have the Town of Highlands app available because we'll be sending messages out if we have definitive information, or make sure you're dialed into WHLC because you and I are in constant contact if there is an emergency situation like that.
Then the last storm, the internet went down, and then you're on the phone or you're coming in there, so we appreciate
that.
There you go. A break-in of a Highlands high-end bag store the police are investigating.
The past weekend, it was at about 2 o'clock or 2:50 in the morning. The people that committed this crime knew what they were doing and had it very well planned. Our information is they broke into the store. They were out of the store with all those very high-end merchandise, the bags, within about 2 minutes. But let me just say this. Our police are investigating. Our police are working with other law enforcement agencies on this case. And I'm optimistic that it will be solved and someone will be brought to justice. But I just want to emphasize to the public, we really always want to see something resolved very fast. But a complicated crime like this takes time for the police to amass all the evidence, put everything together so they can go to court and get a conviction. So it will take some time, but I do think that case will be solved.
Now, if anybody was on our WHLC.com website, there is a camera there, right there on 3rd Street and looking down Main Street, and that is on constantly.
I will tell you this. We have a camera on Main Street. I've been having conversations with the town manager and the police chief that maybe it's time to increase the number of cameras we have in the business area, not for public broadcast, but simply to record situations like this, especially after hours, so the police can make a better case because they have the video evidence. So that's something we'll be talking with the town board and the public about in the coming weeks.
Okay, some business. Mirror Lake, the dredger, has been removed.
River Sand has been working, the Mirror Lake Improvement Association folks. Phase one is basically complete. They were removing the dredger at the end of this week. They've also restored all the land where they were working with that big bag that they had on Colasager Drive. They have resurfaced that area and have hydro-seeded it so it's like it was. And then the little island area near the bridge, they've done the same. So they will be out of here. Now the question remains, what is next? And let me emphasize one other thing, and that is phase one was operated and funded by the Mirror Lake Improvement Association. They paid the bill. The contractor is now complete and is leaving the site. No funds from the state that we appropriated were used in phase one. Those funds are now being used for the engineering that has to be done for the next stages to come. That engineering process involves getting the permits, easements, doing all of the construction specifications for the dredging. It's taking time, especially getting some permits on where we can take the sludge and sediment and deposit it. We don't expect the new phases to get underway until sometime in 2026. Bids will be sought for those phases and then the contract release. It's not going to happen overnight because of the complexity of getting everything in order before the dredging starts.
people have been questioning, and I've been watching for it. I'm waiting for that warning light on Little Big Pen to come about, and you've got the answer, and you already told me the answer, so I'm amazed that there are only three inspectors for the state of North Carolina.
Yes. I was kind of perplexed. The contractor put in the electrical system. We were waiting for the state DOT to tell the town, make the connection so the electrical system is activated and the lights come on, so to speak. And what we discovered was this. The North Carolina State Insurance Department, which is a state agency, has to send an inspector out now to inspect all the wiring and connections that the contractor did. And like you say, there's three inspectors in the entire state. So that project's on the list. Don't ask me when he's going to show up. We have no idea. But that inspector will finally come and do the inspection, and if everything's in order, then DOT will put in a request to the town to make the electrical connections. They will activate the system. So I know people have been wondering, why aren't those lights operative after all this work has been done? And it gets down to it has to pass a state inspection.
And we're all waiting. The crews out there and utility poles and the lines being strung, that third circuit pulling the lines.
I talked to one of the foremen who was working on it this past week, and he said, people don't realize we're pulling four metal lines going to each of those new utility poles. And he says, for each one of them, they're over a mile long. So I was saying, that must be a lot of weight and resistance to do those pulls. And he said, yes, it is. They think within about 2 weeks they'll have it all completed and ready to go. And I won't say when this is going to be active, but we're working on developing a system to where when we do have power outages, there'll be a map on our website that will let people know exactly where we've lost power. It's a pretty complicated system, but we are working on developing that for our customers.
Highlands Chamber had the fall finale at Trailbourne, and congratulations to all of our finalists, all our winners of the awards.
I was there, enjoyed the opportunity to meet with so many of our leaders in the business community. But yeah, that was a great event with the Dale Roberts Award for Outstanding Businesses, or a business person, going to Bryson's Enterprises. And Ryan Bryson accepted on behalf of his company. And it was based on their proactive work on making sure that Highway 106, after Hurricane Helene had washed out that area, they worked very fast and very efficiently to get that road back up to where people could access it again. It was critical for the business and the thriving of Highlands to have that critical artery back in operation. Then the Robert B. Dupree Award for Outstanding Community Service went to Brian Steeler for his service as a Highlands Commissioner for 14 years and also for his extraordinary work on making the playground at the Highlands Recreation Center a reality. And in fact, we're getting ready to start construction very soon. And then finally, the Volunteer of the Year was Tracy Ford, who works with the folks at the Historical Society. And he was cited for all of the research he did that was used in the celebration, the 150th anniversary of the founding of Highlands, that the Chamber developed and implemented this year. And Tracy did a lot of work to where all of those photographs in the newspaper each week about our founders and what they did and so forth. He was all involved in that type of research. So congratulations to all the winners. They're well-deserved. People going that extra mile for service and doing things really make Highlands a very special place.
And once again, revisiting, let's get that Highlands app downloaded. If anything's coming from Humberto or Imelda, we got to be aware. And we can be aware, and we have all the information at our fingertips now.
That's right. We'll be ready to send out updates as needed.